Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, a show presented by the Triana Prevention Center of Port Charlotte. This show is your chance to call in and interact with one of the area's most forward-thinking physicians and ask her questions or even offer your opinion. Our phone number when you're ready to call is 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And now from the Triana Prevention Center, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, Jacob. Good morning, everyone, today. Wow, another beautiful day here in paradise, enjoying living here in Florida. And as you know, my program here is to help educate, to help teach everyone about their health. What is it we can do to improve upon our health? One of the things I want to, topics I would like to speak about today is the joy of having pets. I know many of you out there in my office, every one of us is an animal lover. As you know, my office is in Port Charlotte, and we all find such joy in having pets. For example, I'm very blessed because I have four dachshunds. Do you have any pets?
Four dachshunds, huh? I don't. I don't at this point. I used to. I had a dog.
You had a dog.
I had a dog. Grew up with cats.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, I have cats and dogs and chickens and a horse.
So you live on a farm?
I live on a farm. And I want to talk about the joy of having animals. Now, I'm an animal lover. My chickens are also pets. My horse is a pet. My dog is a pet. But I know that they are a life, and they help us. For me, my animals help me relieve stress. So I want to talk about stress today. And in the dictionary, the definition of stress is a physical, chemical, or emotional factor that causes bodily or mental tension and may be a factor in disease.
Interesting.
So we know, and we have spoken about vascular disease, heart disease, that if someone close to you passes away, there's a very high chance within 24 hours, and in fact, in the next 3 months, of having a cardiac event yourself. We've discussed that. There's studies with that. So I would like to talk about, what is it we can do to relieve stress? Now, one of the things is that we do to relieve stress, and there are some good, healthy things we do, and some people do unhealthy behaviors. So one of the healthy behaviors for me is having my pets. Now, I know that the joy of having an animal, a dog, I have four little dachshunds. To me, they're so cute. They're adorable. But this past week, I lost one of my cats that I had for 19 years.
Wow.
And he was very old, and I said goodbye to him, and that caused emotional stress. So the joy of having animals and the fact that it helps with stress, we know that also there's an emotional stress that can happen. I have some friends now, and I know they're going through with their dog who's very ill and how that is affecting them. So I want to know if anybody out there would like to call in and talk about how they manage their stress.
Yeah, give us a call. It's 206-1580 or toll free 888-441-1580. And I know that was one of the things that I did when we moved twice from here to from Wisconsin down here and then back to Wisconsin, and we're going to move back to Florida. Not don't ask. But we had a dog that we moved twice, and we decided the next time coming down that we just couldn't put him through the stress and us through the stress of trying to make sure he's taken care of of another move, and that's why we decided at the time to leave him up in Wisconsin.
With another family.
With another family, and he's getting great care. I mean, he's in a great situation.
Right.
But we knew it was stressful for them, and it's stressful for us to try and figure out the best way to move him down, and it just, you know, there's a lot that goes into animals, that's for
sure.
A
lot. It's really a lot. It's a life, and you're responsible for that life. The feeding, the caring, the health care of the animal. It's all important. But we know that, for example, when one of my friends has a therapy dog, when you take a dog into a nursing home or a place where there's children, right away a pet changes the stress. I had a horse who I took to a facility where some of the children there were autistic, and they love the horse. They smiled. There's a lot of people who use horses for therapy, for muscular, for balance. So animals add so much to our lives. To have the pets, the cat, to pet them, to take care of them, to watch how cute they are. But there's other stresses we know, and I deal with that on a daily basis in my work. And that is caregiver stress. I have patients who cannot take care of themselves, so there is someone taking care of them, a family member, be a daughter, a son, or another relative, and they end up having what's called caregiver stress. So you have to realize that and watch for that. And be able to take what we call some respite time. So some time for yourself. There are other things that we can do to help with stress. Exercise.
Yes.
Exercise is very good for stress. It's good for your muscles. It's good for your whole body. And I don't mean that you have to run a marathon. I mean just walking, enjoying nature, getting out there. You know, there's some people, they swim, work out in a gym. And you know, people will say, that's what I do. It helps me with stress.
Absolutely. It's one of those situations where, for me, I put the headphones in, got music going, so I get in, you know, immersed into that music. What's the song and the words and just all that stuff. And all of a sudden, I stop thinking about what's the next project I have to do at work? Or what do the kids have to be at 5:30,
right?
Dinner and bills and all that other stuff. So absolutely, exercise.
Exercise is great. Now, I really feel that there is stress all the time. But it's how we respond to it. How do we deal with it that makes a difference in our health and in our attitude? I feel that's very important. The other, music. Music relieves stress. Music is very good. You know, some people want to hear loud music. Some people want to hear classical music. Music also can help relieve stress. Working with plants. Gardening. That's another way, a healthy way of relieving stress. Now, an unhealthy way that people relieve stress is smoking. Smoking affects our brains by producing a chemical called dopamine, which makes people, that's why the nicotine goes to the receptors in the brains. And we're going to have a whole program just on smoking. So I want everyone to know that, but I want to bring it out that stress, many people say, well, I can't quit smoking now because I have too much stress. And it's a very unhealthy behavior. Alcohol, many people who end up, you know, we know that alcohol can, some people, it relieves their stress, but too much alcohol can also, over a long period of time, affect your brain, affect your whole body.
And you wonder if the alcohol is only just masking the stress instead of relieving it.
Right. We know there are some people who use drugs to relieve stress. So those are the unhealthy behaviors. The healthy behaviors, which is really the ones that I want to focus on, and things that we can do. Some people do puzzles. They like to do puzzles. They do crossword puzzles. They do Sudoku. That's pretty hard, I thought.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
I have. I got into it for a while, and then, well, I just stopped. It was too hard for me.
I mean, it's...
I'm not a numbers guy, so that's not a good thing for me.
I feel like I deal with numbers and when I want to relax, I love to read a good book.
There you go.
Reading a good book is... And working with the garden and plants and, you know, just brushing my horse, you know, and interacting with the farm. I think that's important for stress, too. So let's give our phone number out. It's 206-1580. So if you want to call.
And we'd love it.
We'd love it. And we want to hear, how do you relieve your stress?
That would be awesome. There's a lot of different ways that you can do it that are good. There's a lot of ways to do it that is bad as well.
Yes.
We want the good kind, please.
We want the good kind. For example, massage therapy relieves stress. Aromatherapy. Going to a movie. I like going to movies. I love old movies myself.
Okay.
I like musicals.
There you go.
I like old musicals too, all the old classics like Sound of Music.
Sure.
And The King and I. So that also is another way to relieve stress. Some of the manifestations of stress in our health is an increase in cortisol, which is one of the hormones in our body that can affect us. Also, we know some people, when they're overly stressed, can take out their stress on their bodies, such as picking nails. Some people will end up pulling their hair out of their heads. Those are some things that people do, and so that's a reflection of stress. Blood pressure is affected by stress. Though long-term, you know, when people, there is a condition called white coat syndrome, and you see patients come in, oh, we have a call.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm Dr. Triana's mother, and I got to tell her how much I've lost.
Hi, Mom, how you doing?
Big. I'm down to 25 pounds off.
You've lost 25 pounds. That's great. That's wonderful.
I know. And by the way, if I relieve my stress by listening to classical music.
Oh, you do? You love classical music. That's wonderful. So,
yeah. So
tell me, Mom, how have you been dealing with changing your diet?
Well, you just have to make up your mind that you got to do it. And you cannot just one day not do it, next day do it. You know, that doesn't make sense. You make up your mind that you're going to do it, and that's it. Now, the worst thing for me was to give up bread, because I love bread and rice.
Yes.
So I eat a lot of vegetables, which I never used to do because, I don't know, I ate rice. So now I eat lots of vegetables. I eat proteins like meat, chicken, fish. I'm eating more fish.
Okay.
I went yesterday to the Cracker Barrel. They had the best haddock plate, and I had green beans and coleslaw, and you could have a salad. So it was really nice. I'm not hungry. I eat a lot. And in between, sometimes I'll have some of the nuts. Unsalted nuts.
Unsalted. I know, because you're watching your salt, too.
I have to watch my salt, yes, because, you know. Unsalted
nuts. Well, I really appreciate that you called, Mom. And I like that you are really taking an interest in your health too, and you're watching what you're eating, and you're losing weight because, Mom, I want you around for a long, long time.
Well, you could tell them I'm 74 years old and I've never been on a diet. And I thought I could. If I could do it, anybody can do it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, honey.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's always nice to get a call from Mom, isn't it?
Yes. My mother, she's really doing great. She's lost 25 pounds.
That's fantastic.
She has changed her eating habits to cut back on her carbohydrates. And she told me she was going to start a walking program. She is really just doing wonderful. And it's a program that I have at my office that I encourage my patients to help them to lose weight, because we know that being overweight puts you in a different risk category in getting diabetes, in blood pressure, in vascular disease. And it isn't just the weight, it's the waist too.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed this before. A waist over 35 inches in women, and in men, a waist greater than 40 inches puts you in a higher risk category. So I'm very excited that she is really taking attention to her health, and she's reading labels.
Very nice.
I mean, it's just wonderful. Labels, portions.
Sure.
And that's something at the Triana Prevention Center that we really recommend. We try to teach patients how to read a label. What is it you need to look for? Which we have discussed here on the show. So, and, you know, it may be a little stressful at first to change your eating habits, which it is, but at least you know you're doing something which for yourself, for your health. And in the end, as I said, I want my mother to be around for a long time.
Well, that's the one thing I noticed. I mean, she says she's 74 years old and she's just starting this program. You know, it's for all ages. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
If you're 20, 30, 40, all the way up. We as children of our parents want them around longer. I want my grandparents to see their great-grandkids continue to grow. And it doesn't matter if they're in their 80s. Watch what you eat. Watch your salt intake. Do the little things. You don't have to necessarily exercise, but a walking program is great. But at least watching what you're eating and putting into your body. Fantastic.
One of my friends, which I've discussed with, is called the program that I follow. It's called the Baldonin Program for Prevention of Heart Attack, Stroke, and Diabetes. And one of the proponents of this program, Amy Donin, just finished the Boston Marathon.
Wow.
So, you know, she really walks the walk.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's a brilliant woman. She's a friend, a mentor. She is incredible with her knowledge. and to have your mom say, and she's doing it, and I'm trying myself, encouraging my sisters too, and my brother, to be healthier, because we know that if we take care of ourselves, we'll have more good years. Now, all of us here want to be around longer, but we also want the quality of life, the good years, to be around so we can interact with our families, so we can interact with our dogs, which is going back to stress. One of the things that I love my animals, I wish they'd live longer. It's very hard when you lose an animal, a pet, because they are your family member.
That's true.
And they don't live as long as we do.
Mm-mm.
So we have to know that when we adopt a dog from an animal shelter, that they may not be here as long as we are, but we can still enjoy them and they can enjoy us for what their lifetime is here. And we should be grateful for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's really important. So we haven't heard anybody say anything about stress, but let us go back to your health. Again, we talked about caregiver stress and taking care of an elderly family member. And that is also very stressful. And trying to get support from the rest of the family. I find, too, that a lot of my patients who are older are living alone. And what really helps them so much is they have maybe a kitty or a dog that they take care of. And they feel that they can go home to someone, which is their babies, which is their animal, their pet, their dog, their cat. And I think that's really good for your health.
Yeah, I can see it, you know, when older people have those animals, it gives them that sense of purpose.
Yes.
I'm not just sitting around getting older. I have to take care of my dog, my cat, whatever the pet is that they have. And you said it gives them a reason to go home and somebody there to talk to if they want to, you know, just to have that presence of somebody around, maybe after the loss of a spouse, you know, or those types of things. So, yeah, pets for people, definitely something that they should think about.
It is really wonderful, but know that, you know, you are responsible. It's a life.
Absolutely.
You know, you're responsible. But there's a caller.
Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to make a note, a small addition to the conversation, and that is to remind caregivers that are feeling very stressed that there are services out there available to help. I think a lot of people are intimidated about finding what resources are available to them, but
yes,
there are some fantastic services for people to help relieve caregiver stress, which, as we all know, is a huge problem.
Yes.
One of the good ways to find it is to go to just dial 211. That's information and a referral service for the services available to us here in Charlotte County.
That's very – thank you so much for calling and letting us know
thank
that.
Thank you very much for the good information.
Thank you very much. I agree that there are services out there to help you with the caregiver stress and in addition, I think as a family, it's good to share the caregiving, especially if you're in the same area as an elderly mother or father, or if not, find a way that if you're not in the same area, maybe there's other services, like you said, call 211 to get referral. I know there's senior services. So I thank you so much, caller, for that information. It's important.
And it's all about asking. You know, a lot of times these people, whoever it is gets to a point where they're afraid to ask or too proud to ask or whatever the case might be. You're only hurting yourself by not asking.
We, at the Triana Prevention Center, when we have patients come in, Medicare now allows you for what is called a wellness visit. And we do that. And one of the major questions that I ask is, are there any services you think you need? And do you feel safe at home? And patients, when you ask them directly the question, they'll say, you know, and even though they've been patients, so they'll be very forthgiving and they will say, I need help. With maybe I need Meals on Wheels, or maybe I need another service in my home, or maybe I need help in finding some place to live. So I think that gives us an opportunity to say to the patient, do you feel safe? What is it we can do? Because as a family physician, I look at the total person, the person. What environment are you in? If someone tells me, even a young person, when I say, well, we need to help you with your diet to lose weight, and they say, I'm so stressed, I work so hard, I go to fast food 3 times a day. Wait a minute. We need to do something to work with that. If someone comes in each time and they keep gaining weight, or they're diabetics and their blood sugars are off the wall and they don't realize what they're eating may be affecting them. Again, maybe at that moment they're under major stress. Maybe they're having relationship problems. try to see the underlying cause of what's happening in a person's life. So I appreciate your call about the stress. I think that's the caregiver stress is very important. And also emphasizing the healthy habits we can get into mm-hmm. to relieve stress.
Yep. Yeah, you got to get into health. You get into the bad ones and they seem to be, you know, snowball effect. You know, you start doing one and it leads into others. Well, if you get in the healthy category, that'll lead into others. If you start exercising, you'll start, you know, thinking about other things. And
when we discussed about having goals, we said buddy up, get a buddy. Now, one of the things I find that's very hard is when patients are trying to quit smoking, if their spouse or their significant other also smokes, I usually try to tell them, try to do it as a team. Because it's very hard to live in a house.
Right.
You know, and it's also very hard to live in a family or a home where the family isn't being supportive or your spouse is not supportive if you're trying to cut back on unhealthy foods.
Right. Yeah, it's hard enough economically to shop for the entire family, but trying to put two different menus together for everybody? No way.
It's very hard. You have children, right? You have to promote the healthiness
absolutely.
For everyone.
Absolutely. They've got to learn, and we put the food in front of them and you eat what's put in front of you. We're not making something separate.
Yep, it's got to be you have to have a plan. So, anyways, to end this segment, as we say, stress is very important. How we deal with stress is going to affect our health. The whole thing is to stay healthy and to have the quality and more good years. And it's okay to say, I might need help. It's okay to say to a friend, look, I'm trying to quit a bad habit or I'm trying to improve good habits.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to get a support system. And it's okay to have a wonderful relationship with a pet and know that that's a life that you're taking care of, because the joy that they give us far exceeds the stress even when their life ends. And I really think that's important.
Absolutely. Utilize those pets as a stress reliever by taking care of them. Walking them. Get out in the fresh air with the dog.
Walking them and just spending time. Anyways, I think it's important to remember we have it in our hands to control the way we react to stress. So I want to thank everyone. Stay healthy. And next week, we're going to have an encore performance because I'm going to be at a conference. And I will be at a conference about preventive cardiology in women. So for women. So I'm going to come back with so much information. I want everybody to listen in and ask lots of questions. And I'm at the Triana Prevention Center. My phone number is 625-1990.
WCCF Punta Gorda. News Radio.